Welcome, design enthusiast, to episode 112 of Couture and Construction, season 8, Designing for the Modern Man, with our distinguished guest and gentleman, Ahmad Freeman of Ahmad Freeman Interiors. Today we'll be exploring the intricacies of crafting spaces for single men and delving into the inspiration behind Ahmad's focus on the modern man in his interior design practice. But before we delve into this exciting topic, let's extend a warm welcome to Ahmad. Ahmad, welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the show again. Ahmad Freeman Interiors, based in Chicago with offices in, as well in Nashville, Tennessee, is an interior design firm that delivers refined residential design through thoughtful details and effortless sophistication. Named as one of the top 50 black interior designers with several prominent publications, AFI is capable of creating handsomely tailored homes for the most discerning clientele. Ahmad Freeman Interiors designs all types of residential projects, ranging from new home construction, complete home renovations, kitchen and bath remodeling, and commercial. Having this unique range of skills allows them to transform spaces into stylish homes throughout the United States. Ahmad, welcome back. Thank you for being a return guest. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really excited to hear you have some kind of big news to share today, and you're shifting your practice a little bit, and I think it's pretty genius. So let's dive into it. Designing for single men is a unique niche. Can you share what inspired you to target the modern man in your interior design practice?
Well, throughout my entire career of interior design, I've been focusing on men. And one day I had a client that's up in New York, and he decided to hire me just based on personal style. And he was newly a divorcee, mm-hmm. and he wanted to, you know, rebrand his life. And so he did a research, and he wanted to get a designer who understood his new lifestyle. And he said he did some digging around, and he saw me on Instagram, and he saw my, actually, he saw my personal, you know, kind of like city lifestyle photo shots. And he was like, man, this guy's really cool. I want to be like him. So let me just hire him, because I feel like he is what I'm trying to be now as a new single man. So he liked the style shots, and he's like, obviously, you've got the design chops to do whatever I need you to get done. So I met him, and then we were off to the races. I finished up his project.
Yeah, recently. How exciting. And yeah. You just said something really interesting. So I kind of wanted to rebrand his life. So obviously, this gentleman went through a life change and was having a new start in some capacity. How did you dig that out of him, what he wanted it to look like, what he wanted his future to look like?
Well, I think most of the time with men, especially when I'm doing families or, you know, a couple, they release all the energy and power to the spouse. Mm-hmm. And with him, he didn't have that option. Mm-hmm. And so I just talked to him, and I was like, now is the time for you to have your ultimate bachelor pad, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. how do you want to brand your life, mm-hmm. and how do you want your guests to feel when they come in the house? And I just asked him probing questions like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, oh, man, I really like this. I really like that. And when I was married, I couldn't really have, mm-hmm. you know, a leather sofa because my young kids would, like, you know, they just did, you yeah. know, didn't take care of it like mm-hmm. I would. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, now it's time for me to stretch my wings, and, you know, it's a new day for me. So I just want to have the things that I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. And so,
kind of an interesting question for you. So, you know, I'm a man, you're a man, and we both work in design. Social media has been a huge impact on design. In your research, have you found, you know, oftentimes, as an example, people will come into textures and they'll have their Pinterest board. But almost never men will come in and have their Pinterest board, okay, yes. and or their inspiration pictures. Anything tailored out there specifically for men as a resource that they can review to kind of help understand their style? Are they coming to you when you have these conversations? You know, do they have a Pinterest board? What is – and certainly men are on Pinterest. Don't misunderstand me. But, you know, it's just – Yeah.
Yeah. Most of my clients that are men, they don't. Mm-hmm. They come in and they kind of say, well, I like this, I like that, but I really don't know, you know, like how to put it together.
Yeah, I like how this hotel feels, right? Yes. I like how this restaurant feels. Yes,
they're more about the restaurants, the hotels, the bars, mm-hmm. you know, traveling. Mm-hmm. And they got this new cool Rolex watch mm-hmm. or, you know, they wear a suit every day to work. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I do is I just look at what they have on mm-hmm. in the initial meeting. Because most people, when they meet, they're not going to be casual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll put on something a little bit more, you know, nice. Mm-hmm. Or if they're coming from work. So mm-hmm. I just take my cues from what they're wearing.
Oh.
You know, and how they style. Like, do they get a manicure? Mm-hmm. You know, like, is their hair cut, like, fresh? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I go off of that. What kind of shoes do you have on? Fashion sneakers? Or do you have on, you know, Kohan loafers, and yeah. you have on like Gucci, you know, whatever. Yeah. So I just take my cues from that. If they have jewelry on, I look and see what kind of jewelry they have on. So I look at their personal style and then I build off of that if they don't have inspiration photos.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. So, this new, modern man, concept. Tell me about kind of the profile of what you're looking for. And I'll lead. Foundationally, it has to be somebody that cares about this first and foremost. Okay. So I would expect that they're, and I hate to paint a broad stroke, but you're probably talking about men maybe over the age of 33, 35. Certainly younger men can have, but at that time and place, they need to be kind of well under their career and, mm-hmm. and you know, have some space to work with, have obviously the financial means, and mm-hmm. there's not plenty of multi-gazillionaires before that. but you know what I mean. So I'm assuming there's a certain age, certain demographic. Tell me about kind of the profile of this person.
Well, the demographics that I've done my analysis on my own clients, and mm-hmm. they seem to be somewhere between 40 and mm-hmm. 60.
Okay.
And so, like you said, they are established in their careers. Mm-hmm. They have plenty of savings. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily worried about just getting what I call throwaway furniture anymore. Mm-hmm. They want something really nice. Mm-hmm. And if they're engaging an interior designer, they've either used one before mm-hmm. in their, you know, past life mm-hmm. or they just want to really set the tone for people who come into their homes mm-hmm. or in their offices or mm-hmm. even in their car. So they're well at the top of their career and in their field. They're just leaders. Mm-hmm. And so they range from athletes all the way up to just executives. Mm-hmm. And then some people are just, you know, they may be a blue collar worker, but they want their house to feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so I take them all on. I don't have a lot of young clients mm-hmm. because I just feel like, at, you know, at that age, maybe they're not too concerned about their interiors.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that you're spending more time. If you're a single guy in your 20s, you're not necessarily a homebody.
Yeah.
You know, you certainly, we all wanted what we thought was nice. And certainly, again, I'm not exercising ageism, I promise. But 20s dudes are, you know, they're their own breed. It is, you learn a lot, in your 30s and certainly in your 40s, about what nice is. Let's talk about like what does the modern man want? And I'm sure that it's varied because, having been in this industry, I really struggle and vacillate constantly on if I could choose any, you know, interior, what that would be, from, you know, the Cotswold to you know, the Manhattan penthouse,
yes.
You know, ultra modern and sleek, right. And they're all beautiful. But, mm-hmm. So talk to me about what you're seeing.
Well, I mean, most of my clients are aware mm-hmm. of who they are. Mm-hmm. They're very confident and they kind of know what they want. And that's one thing that attracts me to modern men and their design, because they can make the choices really quickly mm-hmm. and they don't want you to bug them with a lot of questions. It's like, they feel like, I've hired you. I feel like I made a good choice. I need you to make those decisions, mm-hmm. bring them back to me and let me know what you think. And so they're really open to ideas. I haven't had one client that said like, no, you know, like I'm going to lead, you know, like I've got all these ideas in my head and I kind of know what I want. Like, mm-hmm. no, it doesn't work that way. At least for my clients, they're trusting, you know, they're aware of what they're hiring. And so
That's a fascinating point, because when you share that they're, you know, executives, whatever, they're used to delegation.
Oh, yeah.
They're sure. Not used to you saying something and then a million questions like that would. I can see that being a real issue, because to them, time is a very precious commodity.
Yes. They're super busy. They're always flying here and there and, and everywhere. And they don't want a whole bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. Just give it to them straight, and then they can say yes or no. And then they move on.
Yeah, send me a bill.
Yeah. They're just like, tell me where to write the check out to, or here's my credit card. You're authorized to use it. And just exercise, you know, like common sense. But, you know, they're very open about what they want and very direct. And I love that. You know, I don't want to hem and haw around, and I don't want them to be second guessing. So that, like you said, they're top executives. They delegate. They move on.
So have you found some things aside from like the personality that are really good fits or common themes? Like if I was to bring you in and design a space for me, do you have some foundational items that you're kind of bringing to the table? Is it kitchen and bath design? Is it, you know, living space? What are kind of the things that you're trying to do?
Well, first I start with the bones of the house. So we, not necessarily moving walls, I'm not saying that. But I think that if we need to and it's and I can do that, I think we should. So I think first, architecturally speaking, everything needs to be correct. And then we build off of that. So we start at the walls, not necessarily at the furniture. So it's like, okay, well, what do you want this space to be? You have three bedrooms. It's just you. That third bedroom, what do you want it to be? Do you want it to be an office? Do you want it to be a cocktail bar, a whiskey room, a tequila room? I've done that.
Yeah, how cool.
And so, yes. I mean, so what is it that you want? And then we just build from that. But as far as like items, I think that, you know, if you're a single man, you want to have a bathroom that your girlfriend, partner, boyfriend, whomever comes to your house, spend the night, you want them to feel very comfortable. So for me, I start with those bathrooms because that's an intimate space that somebody is going to go into by themselves and they want to feel good about it. And then so the second place is the kitchen, because you're probably going to be hanging out in there and you're going to be cooking and it's on display. So I think we start there second. But it's everything in the house that if you turn the house upside down and it doesn't fall out, we need to get that right first. And then we move to the decoration second.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. Yeah, if it doesn't fall out when you turn it upside down, that's where we need to start.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. What are the expectations of some of these men with the journey? Because, again, you're kind of dealing probably with a lot of type A personalities, and they want it yesterday. Once they get it in their head, it's, why isn't it done? So how do you navigate that part of the process?
Well, I'm very organized. I'm extremely organized, and they love that. My past career, I had to be extremely organized, and I love that portion of it. So I focus on having a system worked, and I go over that system with them before they hire me. So it's like, okay, at this point, I need you to make a decision, and you can't take more than 48 hours. So, and, you know, like if you're traveling, there's an exception. But if I give you this packet, I know you're busy. Can you get back to me within 48 hours with an answer? And it could be, I hate it. It could be one word. It could be, okay, thumbs up.
Yeah.
But I just, we need to keep this moving forward, because we can't just keep letting things go on and on and on. We don't need to be on this project for a year if it's only, it should take 6 months, because you can't make a decision. So I always keep them, keep people pushing forward, always.
Well, and that makes so much sense, because those expectations are going to be critical. I love how you set the timeline.
Oh, yeah, the timeline for sure.
Because you may have things ready to roll.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you, hey, these are available. We can make some progress, and there's nothing more than guys like that love to see. Then some progress.
Keep it going.
They want to see the tangible benefit.
Well, and then, if I may add, for me, it's all about responsiveness. And if you send me an email, I'm not going to sit on that email for a week. People know that I'm quick. They're like, okay, if I call him on, chances are he's going to get right back to me within the hour with an answer or options. So I'm not one to sit on things for a long time mm-hmm. because I just feel like that's procrastination. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm always thinking about it. Like mm-hmm. I want to just get it done, get it out of my head so that I can focus on other things. Mm-hmm. And the executives, the people that I'm dealing
same,
with,
same thing.
They love that.
Yeah, same thing. They don't want it to be hard.
Yeah.
Don't give them chores. That's yeah. what they're paying you for.
Never give homework.
Yeah, no. So talk to me about, in your experience, are most men going to veer more modern in styling?
Well, you might be surprised. I think that it's a good mix.
Yeah.
Some guys want super modern, mm-hmm. smart home, mm-hmm. tricked out lighting, mm-hmm. and just, the works on that mm-hmm. end. And mm-hmm. then I have some guys who want very traditional.
Yeah, country club.
Yeah, they love those tuxedo sofas, mm-hmm. the tufted this, and mm-hmm. it's just very structured, maybe like old world mm-hmm. gentleman, mm-hmm. feel. And to be honest, I think I'm leaning more towards that now.
I love that feel. I mean, that's the hard thing is they're both beautiful. They're both beautiful, Yeah, I mean, that would be, but see, there's the benefit of working mm-hmm. with a bunch of these dudes is they may change in They'll 2 years and up. Say, I kind of want this to feel a little bit more modern.
I feel like, some of them, they like that slick living, mm-hmm. Just everything is shiny mm-hmm. and slick, and that is so cool. But then some of them, they want to come in and everything's symmetrical and just laid out architecturally perfect, mm-hmm. symmetry, very clean.
Yeah, it feels like a hotel lobby almost.
Yes.
Uh-huh. The interesting thing is that these will probably lead to secondary residences as well, mm-hmm. cabins, whatever. You were talking about a trip you recently took. You're living in downtown Chicago, so you were, I think you said Wisconsin, and went up to the lake, and I would imagine probably, a retreat to where you could do both. Hey, we're going to have the cool modern or whatever you want to do, but a couple of different environments.
Yes, they do. And they don't want their city house to feel like their lake house. Mm-hmm. And so, we change it up all the time. I mean, even from room to room, sometimes it can change, but it's all still cohesive. But this room may be very slick, and then you go into the bedroom and it's very comfortable and cozy. So they keep me on my toes, that's for sure.
Where do you see, so this is a new business model for you. You historically have worked on many, many different projects. You obviously had an inflection point where you thought this was a good idea. Where do you see it going?
I think there's no limit to it. Mm-hmm. I think it's an untapped market. Mm-hmm. I think that, as we discussed before the podcast, mm-hmm. there's a lot of different arms of services that can be provided. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of men need, our help mm-hmm. In terms of, their interiors, or they have a busy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So they need a concierge, somebody who's going to recommend a great restaurant in Chicago when they go there. If I'm in Nashville and I'm working on a gentleman's mm-hmm. home, he may tell me, hey, I'm coming up to Chicago. Where do you think I should go? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you should go to this restaurant. Let me get you a reservation. Mm-hmm. What day and time are you going to be available? Mm-hmm. So I think that is a new service that, we spoke about, and I'm going to look into that.
How do you think that men's fashion intersects with your business model?
Oh, I think some of my clients have hired me just because of the look mm-hmm. that I have on my social media, which mm-hmm. I think is odd. But I think that they look to fashion, and that drives a lot of things, especially mm-hmm. interiors. Because mm-hmm. if you see it on the runway, in January, February, whenever it is, the spring shows are, you better believe that by the fall, interiors are going to follow it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. With the colorways and, like some of the patterns and things like that. Yeah.
Do you do shopping trips with the men? Have any men requested that yet?
I haven't yet, mm-hmm. but they do ask me, where do you get those shoes at? Ah. Where did you get that jacket? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you shopping? Mm-hmm. And so I tell them, I do love theory. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked about that before on this. Yeah, so yeah. I think, this is theory now.
Yeah.
And Zegna is another one.
Oh, I love Emerald Zegna.
Yes. Yeah. That's my number one go-to.
Yeah.
Like Brunelli, Cucinelli, like all those brands are really tailored and, they great materials.
Well, and there's definitely an aesthetic there that can be translated to homes. Sure. So where are you drawing the inspiration for these designs, aside from the client? Mm-hmm. But what are you doing to add tools in your proverbial tool chest to make your focus more focused?
Okay. Well, I've always loved a good hotel. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't beat a nice hotel. Yeah, I know a lot of people say, well, I'm going to
just going to be sleeping.
Yeah, I'm going to be just sleeping there. Why does it need to be anything super expensive? And it's like, well, it's not about it being expensive. It's about the experience. Mm-hmm. So when I come in from a day of sightseeing, I don't want to come to some hotels. It's just basic. I want to go there and sleep on nice bed and have nice towels. The floors in the bathroom are heated. I want to be pampered. Mm-hmm. And I also want to sit at a nice bar. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't want to have to go out every, if I'm here for 2 weeks, I'm not going to go out to eat every night. Mm-hmm. I want to just go downstairs, sit at a nice bar, have a dinner at the bar, talk to the bartender. So it's the experience I think that people are missing out on. But another one that I have recently started doing a lot of research on is researching yachts.
Yeah.
And there is so much technology and finishes, furniture, fit outs that are going in yachts. They're small. Well, some of them aren't small, but compared to a home, they're a lot smaller.
I mean, a massive yacht may be to us, I mean, obviously bigger, but there may be 2,000 feet of space.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be a very big boat, ship, whatever the proper terminology is.
Yes, but they pack in a lot of design into these small spaces, and they have to be super creative to make this 2,000 square foot floating vessel feel luxurious. So I feel like, why didn't I notice that in the beginning? Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to boats and yachts and looking at how they're designing, because it is such a tight space. Mm-hmm. Everything is super tight. And so if you can design a small space well, just imagine what you can do with a 10,000 square foot home.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I'm drawing a lot of inspiration right now from yachts.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. I want to back up to, you know, just talking about why I think this is important and just, you know, let's, as an example, and why I think this business idea is really, really smart, is you're going to equip a lot of men with confidence that they don't have.
Yes.
I can only imagine if I was a senior level executive in New York or Chicago or Nashville or wherever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seemingly on the outside, everything seemed great, but I was afraid to have people over to my house because of what they thought. You know, I'm driving a beautiful BMW or, and then you get to the house and there's camping chairs in the den, or the second and third bedroom are completely empty, still with moving boxes in them.
Yes.
You know, there's a single sofa and, you know, the TV's set up, but the cords are everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing that complicates that is you've been to nice places. Mm-hmm. You've been to your buddies who may, it may be a married couple that they've had a designer.
Yeah.
You're at the same level. I think that is one of those things that, speaking for myself, like if I was in that position, it would be something that would like shake your confidence.
Oh.
And the prospect of working with an interior designer maybe wouldn't even cross my mind. Unless, of course, you know, I had done it in the past or worked on projects, but it would still feel very daunting and maybe not even necessary. That confidence that you're going to be able to give people, I think, is really a unique, unique thing.
Yes. I mean, that's already paid off in dividends. When I did my place in Chicago, you know, everybody has a powder bathroom in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And usually they're in the corridor when you come in the front door. It's the first thing you see. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people keep their powder bathrooms or their bathroom doors closed because it's not, they haven't done anything with it. It's not a pretty sight. So I had a house party over my house, and one of my guests, well, everybody saw the bathroom, they're oohing and aahing, and I did his place, and his bathroom is basically almost in the front door. As soon as you open the door, you walk left, you see his bathroom.
Okay.
Always kept the door closed. When I got finished with it, He said, now when people come to my house, I leave my powder bathroom door open because it's the first thing they see. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully done. Mm-hmm. It sets the tone for the house.
Yeah.
So that automatically gave him confidence because nobody really wants to see in a bathroom unless it's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, you close that door real quick.
Yeah, and it speaks volumes
about
everything else there.
Oh, yeah.
It's that first impression.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be no different than a nice foyer.
Yes.
You know, if that's there, like, it's got to set the tone.
And what you said earlier, it does amaze me how many times I see people, they're well-dressed, mm-hmm. you know, they have a $100,000 car, mm-hmm. and then you go get to their home and it's just like, what? Wait, what happened? So it's not all translating through your whole lifestyle. And a lot of people feel like, well, it's just my house. I mean, I care more about my car than my house. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, let's rethink that because.
But see, I would say that that's male ego.
Yes.
It's because they don't have a nice that they're and look, for anybody listening, this is why interior designers are so brilliant. Buying an expensive car, there's not a lot of work in that. The car comes with everything. Okay? You point at it, you like it, it comes with whatever you need. Same thing with clothes. You can go find a tailor. I would say clothes would be more to interior design. But interior design, you get in, and it's our lived environment. There's mm-hmm. a lot going on. There's many, many surfaces. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably pushed off to last. But I would argue that that gentleman that's saying, why would I care about my house?
Yeah.
The only reason he's saying that is so that he can play off not being ashamed about it.
Yes.
But really, the reality is he does care deeply.
Yes. There's nothing like coming home to a beautiful home. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can be out, especially in the city. You're just busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. And you come home and you can relax in your nice home. Mm-hmm. And then to have people come over and feel what you feel. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, man, this guy has really got his stuff together. Mm-hmm. You know, he has got a nice home. He's got a nice car. He's well established in his career. He looks sharp. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. everything. It's mm-hmm. not just one.
Yeah, you're the total package.
Yeah.
And that's what, so, I mean, really, that gets down to the essence. To some degree, that's what, you know, probably your clients are looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Is that brand. You know, you used it earlier. They don't want it to be, hey, Carl's, you know, nice car, nice house, but boy, have you been to Carl's house? Oh, man, yes. his camping chairs, although comfortable, leave a little bit to be desired, yes. And you know. Well,
and also it gives them a level of respect. Their guests come in, and they're like, "Whoa,
yeah,
this dude."
And a home,
yes.
And a home base,
yes.
So I would. A lot of this stuff is just kind of flowing out of me. These guys are busy. They're traveling all the time. You hit it, that home base. Mm-hmm. You come in and it's disheveled and it feels very transient.
Yeah.
You're missing out on something that really is hard to replicate in other places. And I know a lot of these guys in the big cities with very urban lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe not as much home time as like I have with two small kids and a wife living in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time at home. I know everybody's not the same with that. But I would almost argue that maybe one of the reasons that they don't is because their home isn't
yeah, I mean,
where they want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think psychologically, if you come home to a nice home, you're going to feel a whole lot better and you're going to keep it nice mm-hmm. if it's already nice. But if it's, you know, like if you haven't had it done or if it's just kind of like a hodgepodge of furniture that you've had forever, what's the incentive to make it? You know, keep it up, like keep it clean. Yeah. You know, you're just like, oh, that's the chair I had for, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go down wherever, but I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
And then if you are in a relationship or something like that, you want to be proud of that. You want to, you want to come in and like you said, have that beautiful primary bath
mm-hmm.
that feels comfortable, that feels luxurious.
Yeah.
You don't want to be ashamed of, finally, you know, getting a significant other to come over and then be like, ooh, wish I would have seen this first before we got to this point because there might be a little heartbreak coming up real soon.
I've got a story on that.
Yeah,
I did one gentleman's house and he was dating a girl and his house was a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got done, he said, what is the first thing you think I should do? Because I'm, you know, in the dating game now. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to get good bedding and good towels.
Yeah.
Because no woman wants to come over here and sleep on that.
Yeah.
And they do not want to take a shower and use those towels.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fix that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then we redid his bedroom, bathroom, the whole works. And he was like, oh my God, you know, now I have a date. I want to take him to my house and they see this, they see that. And so he's like, they're excited, you know, so I get that second date. So it's back to the confidence and the respect level and just how people see you, how you show up in the world. And so, I mean,
then when it's over, he just puts back out the bad towels, takes the sheets off the bed,
gets
those flannels that he picked up at Home Goods. She's like, what happened? I'm never good at this kind of thing, but
And get some candles
in
here.
Not you.
And let's get these TV cords, you know, let's get that hidden. Like, it's just those details. You just got to have them together.
Yeah, they're you know, it's so funny. It's not what you see, it's what you don't see.
Oh, yeah.
That's really one of the big things, especially with technology and everything else. It's what you see. It's what you don't see.
Yeah.
Because once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
And it's just a level of tidiness and everything else. So,
yeah.
Very, very fascinating. So tell me about what's next. How are you launching this? And what stage are you at in the business to be able to do that?
Well, I launched it at the beginning of January 2024. Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes. I launched a new website tailored towards gentlemen with sophistication. Mm. You don't have to be sophisticated hoity-toity, but I just want you to get a sense of, you know, like what
your
I'm
style.
And what I'm bringing to the table. And I did a promo video. It's on my website, ahmadfreeman.com. It's a
beautiful video.
Yeah.
That has
gotten a huge response. Just kind of going over the gist of my vision. And so go to the vision tab. Make sure you click on that. Watch that video. And then now I'm doing e-design because I have a lot of clients that reach out to me and they don't want to pay the travel costs.
Mm-hmm.
I just did I call it a gentleman's lounge in Detroit, Michigan, suburb.
Yeah.
And his wife was in charge of everything upstairs. He could have his man cave.
Yeah, nice.
I said, okay, well, first of all, we need to change it from man cave. Let's call it the gentleman's lounge.
I like that.
On the lower level.
Yeah.
And I did it all by e-design, and it's on my website, too. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. We created a bar, a media room, a pool table area, and a bedroom with a bathroom down there.
Wow.
And after it was done, the wife was like, oh, my God.
Time to do the upstairs.
Yeah, she was like, oh, because, you know.
I bet you the level of jealousy that could happen there would be pretty. I hope she has a designer, because if not, she's about to have one.
Yeah, so I definitely need to get that out there. I do a lot of e-designs in case, you know, you don't want the traditional route. You know, I can communicate through Zooms, phone calls, FaceTimes. Everything is done by emails nowadays, as you know. And so if you don't want to pay the travel costs, you can still hire me and do an e-design.
Yeah. You know, this is just coming to me and it's fluid. And obviously, this is a neat concept. But you should find a partner that can do the same thing for the modern woman.
That is the next stage.
And that,
for me,
because, you know, we're talking about this male lifestyle as if there's not female athletes and female executives. But that may be kind of a neat duality to your design firm. So you can send the checks right here to Nashville. but that's actually kind of a neat thing. And same circumstance, right?
Yeah, that is going to be a phase.
Because we're assuming that women naturally create a nicer home, and I would argue that yes. I can tell you this unequivocally. A woman's home always smells better than a men's home. I can
That's
tell you
true.
That. The candles, just everything always smells better.
Mm-hmm.
So they're one step ahead there.
Yeah.
Ahmad, you are always a pleasure to have on. I'm super excited about this. I think this is just a fun realm. Really, that branding your life, the confidence, you know, it's really, like you said, it's fluid. Like you, the hardest part for a man, I think, would be that, like, that that interior design. You can buy the car, you can buy the Rolex, you can buy the suits.
Yep.
That getting home, like that's one that takes a lot of work and skill.
Yes.
Like a lot of work and skill. Mm-hmm. That is very, very cool. So let's move into rapid fire. Favorite design trend right now?
That's hard. I think I like playing with lighting.
Okay.
Yeah. So I definitely think that is, if it's not a trend, it will be. And what I mean by that is not just decorative lighting.
Okay.
I mean like the LED tape lighting.
Yeah.
That's hidden.
Integrated
lighting that can be.
Backlighting.
Yes. I think that that doesn't cost a lot and it instantly gives the house or the home a lift.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it feel way more expensive.
Yeah. It really does. I agree there. Okay. If you could visit any country tomorrow, where would you go?
I think Japan at this point. Yeah. I would love to go over there and see. That's a totally different world. Oh, yeah. And I think I need to experience that.
From what everybody says, a very nice world.
Oh, yeah.
Like a delightful, wonderful place with, just a neat thing. What is one skill you wish you had?
Ooh. I think to get my clients to follow me off a cliff. To just trust the process.
So maybe persuasion.
Yes. Get them to see the same vision that I see.
There you go. Well, this has been great. It's so wonderful to have you back on. And I'm telling you, I think you've got a real winner here. I think it's incredibly creative. And it's somewhat shocking that you're going to pioneer it. And that's really exciting. Hard to believe that this isn't already like a pretty firm niche.
No.
Very, very cool. So definitely a captivating conversation. Ahmad, thank you for sharing your insights and expertise. Before we conclude, where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your exceptional work?
Okay. I would say go to my website first because you can see my projects and you can see me live on a video. So that is ahmadfreeman.com, ahmadfreeman.com. And then my Instagram, you can see a lot of behind the scenes footage as well as some very nice pictures. You can see more into my lifestyle too. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, listeners, thank you for joining us on this exploration of design for the modern man. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share our podcast and leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Couture and Construction is proudly presented by Textures Nashville, where craftsmanship meets creativity. Produced by Davis Osborne and Chelsea Rand and recorded live in the Textures Nashville showroom within the Nashville Design Collective. Until next time, keep cultivating creativity.